If taking the bus or the streetcar in New Orleans sometimes feels like a waiting game, a new app now under development is shaping up to be a game changer.
With our app, you'll have a map and you'll have a real-time cursor that's kind of updated and just an icon that represents where the streetcar is. So you never have that question kind of lingering. Is it going to be here in 4 hours? Is it going to be here in 5 minutes?
That's Chris Boyd, founder of Aptitude, a New Orleans company that makes apps for iPhones and iPads. He's talking about his latest project, an app called Ride. It's designed to collect GPS data from the regional transit authorities' buses and streetcars as they make their rounds, and then make that data instantly accessible to people wherever they are through their mobile devices. Ride should make its debut soon, and it's part of a push to make public transit in New Orleans a little more user-friendly. It's happening now thanks to collaboration between the RTA, private developers like Aptitude, and a nonprofit advocacy group called Transport for NOLA. Rachel Heiligman is executive director of Transport for NOLA, and she says her group wants to help New Orleans build a world-class transit system.
That means a system where the buses and streetcars are running on schedule, where they're running frequently, where you're not sort of pulling your hair out while you're waiting for a streetcar and seeing three come by at once. So how do we begin to think about these issues that a public transit rider deals with daily and make the system easier to use for those folks who are already riding transit, you know, on a regular basis, and also for those people who might want to try transit but feel like it is not dependable or reliable enough to get to where they need to go?
Transport for NOLA is working toward that goal on a number of fronts. There are big picture issues, like advocating for a commuter rail line that could someday connect New Orleans and its airport. And then there are more immediate concerns, like pushing the RTA to make sure there's seating, shelter, and facilities at big transit transfer points around the city.
The baseline level of participation in public transit and transportation issues is pretty low in New Orleans. Even though you've got 40,000 passengers daily using the public transit system here. And so what we want to do is help get information out about the decisions that are being considered and the policies that are being weighed by decision makers, while also providing educational opportunities for folks to get involved and weigh in on that process.
The collaboration with Aptitude is one example of how that's taking shape. By making it easier for people to plan their trips, the Ride app could increase ridership, decrease the number of cars on the road, and boost revenues for the RTA itself. It's the kind of community-driven innovation that Chris Boyd thinks we'll see more of as Transport for NOLA's work continues.
Just kind of take different ideas and try and make the best app possible, because I, you know, ride the streetcar or the bus almost every day. So as a user, I can appreciate it as well as a developer.
Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.